Hallelujah, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you again that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and just look to you, hear from you, and be nourished and encouraged to be what you made us to be. Thank you, Lord, as we go into this word, Father God. I just thank you, Father God, for not by power nor by might, but by your Spirit, Father God. Your words is new every morning that we can just get light and encouragement here for us this day in Jesus' name. Amen. It's like I said yesterday, this is just so much in God's word and in his scriptures, and it's new every morning. And I just felt we need to do Ephesians 1 verse 9 and 10 again. We've done it on Saturday, but let's do it again. And we're looking at another translation, we're looking at the Amplified now.
He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, with regard to the fulfillment of the times, that is, the end of history, the climax of the ages, to bring all things together in Christ, both things in the heavens and things on the earth.
Hallelujah. I so love this. He made known to us the mystery. So it's not a mystery any longer. The mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he purposed in Christ. So God wants us to know what he's purposed in Christ. And we all know, you know, that he sent us, you know, so he loves us as much as he loves Jesus. And we've seen that in scripture, and it's taken hold of our lives that we were predestined in Christ before the foundation of the earth to be holy and blameless. So that's such a beautiful thing. Knowing that, you know that God is not a man to change his mind, and that is God's heart. So that is God's heart for each and every one of us, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to do the works that Jesus done. And and then also I think of the scripture, as the Father sent me, so I send you. So when we stick to that, the reality of how Jesus was sent, we are in a safe place. You know, he came, I like it, before he came, he says, I come to do your will, O God. In the scroll of book it is written of me. So we want God's will, because we know God's will is what works. And it's God's will that's come to, like in the Our Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that's the reality. We're wanting the will of God, but then we're looking for our portion, because Jesus also goes on to say, in the scroll of the book it is written of me. So he had a specific purpose, a mission to come and set free the captives, crush Satan, bring about the kingdom. And then when we just remember the words, as the Father sent me, so I send you, we know that's also our portion. So it's so important. I think of, and remember what we're sharing here, we're talking about this mystery, this beautiful life that was portrayed in Jesus, is also the life that's available for each and every one of us. And in this passage here, especially, you know, in the Amplified, we can see that purpose that he was revealed in Jesus as the spirit of prophecy. What's it? Revelations 19:10, the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. And so it's so important there for us now to stay and abide, because we also, exactly like Jesus, we wanting to see the kingdom come. We wanting to see all darkness put off this earth. We want to see the goodness of God on this earth as it is in heaven. So that's our heart. And I was just last night, as I was going to bed, and all night just pondering about Psalm 37, because it's the psalm that is so clear out of all the psalms. How many times he says there, the righteous will inherit the land, the wicked will be taken off. And then as it comes to the end of the psalm, it says, and we will see the wicked taken off. And that, I believe, is our heart, guys. Eh? We all want to see this darkness. We're hearing it. It is standing up so bold and arrogant at the moment. We want to see it taken off. But at the same time in that day, God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of him. And we know we at one time were also in darkness, full of ourselves, arrogant, and God brought us to our knees. So we've got to love in the same way that all these antichrists, these sons of darkness, these guys caught up in darkness, also come to that place where they can be saved. When you think of it, I think of it this way. I think of sin as it's something that takes hold of our lives, and it's a spirit at work in sons of disobedience. And then it warps your mind and it gets you to think on wrong things, not God's plan for you, but the devil is taking hold to bring about his plan. And it's a horrible position to be. Not one of us enjoyed it. If we enjoyed it, we would still be there. Yes, sin gave us a pleasure for a season, but then later on we saw this, it's not nice. And then God started working and drawing us to that place of committing our life to the Lord and being filled by the Spirit, and now every day just drawing close to him. So we've all had a testimony of coming out of darkness, and so we need to love others in the same way. And so we pray for these antichrists. We pray for these people in the world, South Africa, Malema, the Ramaphosa. Even I think of Psalm 2, that points out exactly where the evil is coming from. We know it comes from Satan, but there it points out that it's the kings of this world. What did I see? I saw in another translation yesterday, the power brokers. It's the power, it's the people that are pulling the strings in this world with their money power. And that's their power, and money power, and their deception, and their fear, and people thinking that is what life is all about. So we know life is not about that wrong fame, money. It's all going to come down. So we just need to stay looking to Jesus. We need to stay encouraged so that we can encourage others. And we know God is in control. He's going to bring down everything. But at the same time, sorry, man, I'm going off track here again. Back to these guys, the Lord was almighty in setting us free. He's able to set them free. So we need to just also always remember, just stay in the light. We are not there to fight. We're not there to break down. We are there to build up. We are there to win people into the kingdom, and then encourage them to just stay in the kingdom principles, be refreshed so that they can refresh others. So, Lord, we just lift up Malema, and we lift up every antichrist out there that is not looking to you but looking to this world, and so being deceived by the evil one and his puppets. And so we thank you, Father God, that you that took us out and saved us, so you also take them out, Father God. Bring them to their knees. That was also a part of the whole process. We couldn't come in haughtily and arrogantly. We had to humble ourselves. Humble yourself. And so we pray for them to humble themselves, Father God, and I will thank you for drawing them into your kingdom, Lord. And thank you for the multitudes that are believing the lies and deception. Thank you, Father God. Even in the night, Father God, speak to them. I know how a dream got me to know I need to surrender. So speak to the multitudes that don't know you in reality, in a life dedicated to you, committed to you, morning by morning, taking up the cross every day. Thank you, Father God, for working powerfully in us and keeping us on fire for you, because you shine our lights into us. You light our fires. And I thank you, Father God, for working powerfully today tomorrow, and every day, bringing about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.